For 3.5 hours, the Division of Air Quality Board listened and debated and listened some more while Bryce Bird with the Utah Division of Air Quality presented his findings to the board.
It meets the test in that we aren't projecting that it will exceed the standard. And of course, we will continue to monitor that both in operations at the mine, ambient air monitoring here in the valley to make sure that that is the case.
Bird says his tests show that the expansion of Kennecott, which will include pushing the south wall of the mine back by 1,000 feet and deepening the pit, allowing the mine to stay open until 2028 or beyond, will not lead to more red air quality days across the Wasatch Front. Daryl Smith, who sits on the board and voted in favor of the expansion, says he did so because he has the state's economic health in mind.
For our economy to grow and thrive and bring in outside industry and also professionals wanting to live in our state and bring in more jobs, they're not going to come if we don't have a healthy economy. So I think economic growth has to come because they know that we're a healthy economy and we care about the economy and we take big industry serious.
But Dr. Brian Monch, president of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, says nothing should be taken more seriously than people's health.
Our calculation is that the Rio Tinto's expansion will increase the air pollution along the Salt Lake or in the Salt Lake Valley about 12 to 14%. So all of the health consequences that we know our secondary to air pollution will be proportionally increased.
Kennecott spokeswoman Jana Kettering disputes that finding, however, saying once the expansion is complete, the Salt Lake Valley will actually be cleaner than it's been in a long time.
Through our proposal, we are reducing emissions in the valley. So if you look at our proposal, we have some increases at the mine, but we have dramatic increases through our new proposal of updating our power plant from coal to natural gas. So this would lead to a 9% decrease in particulate emissions.
Kennecott's size already makes it the largest industrial polluter in the Salt Lake Valley. And poor air quality in Utah has led to threats from the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.